Mountaintop removal mining isn't about digging deep underground to get coal. It is about blasting away the tops of mountains to extract it. Activists and environmentalists say it destroys the ecosystem. Elise Keaton calls the mountains in West Virginia her home. She is a lawyer and activist who fights for the preservation of the mountains.
But I'd come up here and taken pictures, and at that point in time, like I said, the mountain was still intact, and the bulldozers had just started over there. They were clearing trees, and the whole time I was up here, it was just this mechanical sound. I wasn't here for any of the blasting on this section. I remember being here that day and taking pictures from up there, and then when I came back many years later with Larry, he pulled into this parking lot, and I got out and turned around and saw this mountain gone and burst into tears.
Coal mining has a long, complicated history in West Virginia, and many local residents strongly support an industry that offers the opportunity for well-paying jobs. But what is left after the extraction of the coal is flat land. The former soil, mixed with chemical byproducts, gets dumped into valleys and streams. And it takes years and years for nature to rebuild a proper soil that functions in an environmental ecosystem. Coal companies argue flat land in a state where that is commodity is now primed for development. But Elise doesn't believe them.
When they flatten these mountains out in remote places like this, this isn't an ideal location for a Walmart. This isn't an ideal location for a prison or a golf course. What this is an ideal location for is more extraction.
As long as coal is a profitable business, there won't be an ending to the blasting. And Elise knows that the best she and her team can hope for is to slow it down.